With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran struck the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia's capital with a drone early today as it continued to target areas around the region. In a pre-recorded video message, Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Nadav Shoshadi said they are on day four now of their operation against Iran, which they call Roaring Lion.
Our forces, along with the U.S. armed forces, continue degrading the Iranian regime's military capabilities. We have focused on targeting ballistic missile launchers, command and control centers, underground bunkers, and, of course, key Iranian regime leadership figures.
Across Iran's capital, Tehran, explosions rang out overnight as the U.S. and Israel pounded their targets once again. Energy prices soaring amid some supply disruptions, amid fears of a widening conflict.
Iranian threats have choked off tanker traffic through the strategic Strait of Hormuz. About one-fifth of the world's oil passes through the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf. Tankers traveling through the strait carry oil and gas from Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Iraq, Qatar, Bahrain, the UAE, and Iran. Gas prices here at home have already risen sharply, up 11 cents per gallon from Monday to Tuesday, according to the AAA. Rich Thomason reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, here's Sasuto now with the impact of the Iran war on Wall Street.
Stocks are sinking on Wall Street and crude oil prices are leaping higher as worries rise that the war with Iran is widening and may do more damage to the global economy than anticipated. The S&P 500 dropped 2.3% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 1,200 points. That's about 2.5%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 2.4%.
That is Sasuto reporting at this hour. The Dow is off by 618 points, NASDAQ down 347, and this is SRN News. Evangelical leaders reacting to U.S. attacks on Iran.
Franklin Graham, head of Samaritan's Purse, is cheering President Trump for seeking regime change in Tehran. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "Thank you, Mr. President, for standing up to bring this evil empire to an end and give Iranians a chance to be free." Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council concurs, adding, quote, "The Iranian regime posed a serious threat to Israel and other peace-seeking nations." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has determined that the federal government can bar males from using female bathrooms, dismissing an appeal from the man who worked for the Army. The commission decided against a civilian IT specialist who worked at Fort Riley, Kansas. The man told his managers he identified as a woman in the summer of 2025 when he asked to use restroom and locker rooms for women. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court on Monday sided with Republicans, ruling that the boundaries of the only GOP-held congressional district in New York City do not need to be redrawn for the 2026 elections, despite a court ruling that the district is unfair to black and Hispanic voters.
A victory for Republicans in a national tug of war over redistricting that could determine control of the closely divided House of Representatives. The Supreme Court siding with Republicans in ruling that the boundaries of the only GOP-held congressional district in New York City doesn't need to be redrawn for the 2026 elections, despite a court ruling it's unfair to black and Hispanic residents. On Monday, SCOTUS halting the state court ruling that had ordered the district held by Representative Nicole Malliotakis that covers Staten Island and a small part of Brooklyn be redrawn. Julie Walker, New York.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNNews.com.